visiting professor at the University of Chicago, and chairman of Lloyds Bank, one of England's Big Five. Recalling that John D. Rockefeller's father, William Big Bill Rockefeller, once tried to sell unrefined petroleum as a cancer cure, Mullins, who spent more than 30 years researching the Rockefeller medical monopoly, commented, "This carnival medicine show Barker would hardly have envisioned that his descendants would control the greatest and most profitable medical monopoly in recorded history." Mullins reported that I.G. Farben and the drug companies it controlled in the United States through the Rockefeller interests were responsible for the suppression of effective drugs until a monopoly could be established. For example, from 1908 to 1936, Farben withheld its discovery of sulfanilamide, an early sulfa drug, until the firm had signed working agreements with the important drug firms of Switzerland, Sandoz, and Ciba-Geigy. In one of the largest corporate mergers in history, these two firms joined in 1996 to form Novartis. It has been previously detailed how the support of globalists and transplanted European fascists helped put the Reagan-Bush team into power in 1980. Against this background, it is instructive to look at one of the many controversial drugs now being used by millions of Americans, aspartame, an additive sugar substitute found in most diet soft drinks and more than 5,000 foods, drugs, and medicines. Aspartame is found in most sugar substitutes, such as NutraSweet, Equal, Metamucil, and Canderel. When heated to more than 86 degrees Fahrenheit, keep in mind that the human body temperature is 98.6 degrees, aspartame releases free methanol that breaks down into formic acid and formaldehyde in the body. Formaldehyde is a deadly neurotoxin. 1 quart of an aspartame-added beverage is estimated to contain about 56 milligrams of methanol. Dr. Louis J. Elsis explained to the U.S. Senate Committee on Labor and Human Resources, "I am a pediatrician, a professor of pediatrics at Emory, and have spent 25 years in the biomedical sciences trying to prevent mental retardation and birth defects caused by excess phenylalanine. I have considerable concern for the increased dissemination and consumption of the sweetener aspartame, 1-methyl-NLA aspartyl-L-phenylalanine, in our world food supply. This artificial dipeptide is hydrolyzed in the intestinal tract to produce L-phenylalanine, which in excess is a known neurotoxin.